town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
Let's go. America's birthday. Went off without a hitch, I thought.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you do anything fun for the 4th?
Oh, did a lot of fun things. Got the old boat out on the water. Took everybody on a little spin.
All did you guys go tubing? Like, do the kids tube?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep. They like it?
They love it. Yep.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you try to dump them?
Oh, yeah.
And?
You got to do it.
Successful?
You gotta dump it.
I feel like that's a dad thing.
Yeah.
My dad always used to dump us, too.
Yep.
Do you just keep going in circles?
Well, you got to on you know, Beaver Lake.
Yeah.
You got to stay in the counterclockwise.
Well, but I thought like a big circle. No. Oh, so you can't even cut in.
You're not supposed to. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you're supposed to, you know, stay in line. And
okay.
You know, but we went, I think, on the 3rd and on the 2nd. So crowd wasn't quite as big as it was going to be on the 4th or the 5th.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, it was good. And, Ozzy, he likes getting tossed, I think. We kind of come to that conclusion, like, when it starts to get a little, you know, he'll just bail. He'll just jump.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He, like, kind of bounces himself off, like, Dad, you threw me.
Yeah, yeah. He'll just straight up jump off. Like, well, I think he kind of meant to that time.
Ask Ben if he likes tubing.
No.
I don't.
He hates it.
I don't. When you guys were saying,
I love
when
it
Morgan
still.
Was like, oh, I think it's a dad thing, he likes to toss kids.
Yeah.
I don't at all.
But you've never owned a boat to toss a child. Children want to be tossed.
First of all, I've driven plenty of boats.
But you haven't owned a speedboat.
Second of all, I've pulled plenty of tubes on my jet ski. Third of all, I know if I would want to toss somebody or not.
Mm.
And I don't.
But
I have no desire.
But you would if your children wanted you to.
No, I wouldn't. I would not want to.
Oh, bull. Mm. Andy, I call bullshit.
Just because my kids want to do that doesn't mean I would want to do it.
But I'm saying you would execute it for your children. You would dump them if they're like, Dad, spin me, try to get me to fall off. You totally would. Oh my God, you're playing hardball today.
Especially in this lake that we go in.
Talking in general.
I just said especially in this particular lake.
Are you saying because of the traffic and all the accidents and
stuff.
Yeah,
there's too much. There's too much going on there.
Yeah, yeah. There can get to be a lot of traffic.
But why don't you like to be pulled on a tube or even in a boat?
It's just not fun. I like going in boats. I don't like being pulled behind boats.
Oh.
What about skiing? Can you do skiing?
I've never tried it, but I don't know. I don't have any desire to do it, but I've never tried it.
Oh, I love skiing.
Yeah, I do too.
So fun.
I've only done it a few times, but I really like it.
I haven't done it in years, but man, it's like riding a bike. I think I would just be able to pop right up.
Me too.
That's in my head, but I feel like I could just do a cartwheel and a handstand right now too. So
your body will go where your mind takes it.
I'm not sure if it will.
You think you can do it?
Yeah.
I got faith.
You think you can.
But, yeah, no, we had a lot of fun, no accidents. We bought a used boat, so we kind of lucked out in a way. After I got done taking everybody in the party and their kids out, you know, a few laps and this and that, that's when the boat decided to not start anymore. So we had to figure out how we're going to tow it across the lake and this and that. But at least that happened after.
You and me both. I was on a friend's boat, and his just... crapped out too, and he was so embarrassed.
Isn't
I'm like,
just
oh
like
my
a
God.
Given.
Yeah, I know.
That's what Haley's
I
like.
Know.
Every boat does that. So, what did you come to? Was it just the battery thing? His was a battery thing.
I hope it's the battery.
Oh, you haven't like dug into it.
Yeah, I've started to. I think just a wire, something with the starter has come undone. Which, like you're saying, it was busy, big choppy water. So, like, I just think something came disconnected, you know. Anyway, that's what I hope.
Okay, and then that's like a rite of passage. Every boat owner has probably died on the lake. Have you in your fishing boat? Has it ever just kaput?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is a boat thing.
Yeah.
Is it a jet ski thing from back in the day that shit would just turn off too?
I think you'd have that happen every now and then, yeah.
Yeah, our jet skis, it felt like which dad got all these toys after I graduated high school and stuff, and I was like out.
And you're like, well, what the heck,
this
Dad?
Sucks. But anyway, every time I would go home to you know, enjoy a day at the river or whatever. They never ran. I never was on our jet skis. We had two jet skis, and my younger brothers enjoyed them enough. But
I got the shaft.
I did. I was like, yeah, they even went to like Disney World without me. Like, yeah, I just.
Dude, they had more money without you. One less kid in the house. Yes.
Maybe that's what it was. So, yeah.
Let's be honest.
I think boats just get neglected for so long of the year.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like with my jet ski, I don't think it happened as much because it was smaller and it was easier to like kind of wrap your arms around like in the off season.
Maintain.
Yeah. So like I would put it away. I would have a battery charger on it. I would start it every now and then. Okay. You know, you can hook water up to it. It's easy to do.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Where like boats, you just kind of put it away and it's done.
Right.
Oh, for a long time. So you're supposed to like turn on a boat and put water in it in the winter?
You're not necessarily supposed to, but if you did, it would be beneficial.
It would. Well, and that's the thing, the common practice is around here anyway, you winterize your boat. So, I mean, you drain all the stuff out of the block. And,
Yeah,
it just sits there, you know, for
most
a few months.
Most people's boats don't sit in a climate-controlled room,
right.
You know, in the off-season.
True. Yeah. Okay.
So they do get frozen.
Yeah. So, like, the states that can boat year-round, their boats are just...
They probably break down faster because they're being used
more. Oh, well, true. God, you can't win. But, yeah, so...
It's also just electronics and water. Like, that's a terrible combination.
Right,
you know, and whenever you're trying to mix those two.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think I have an electrical problem. Hopefully, it's an easy fix. I did see just this green random wire just... not connected to anything coming off the starter. So I think we could start there.
Speaking of cars, have you seen that car boat on the water? It's legit. You've seen it, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've seen
looks pictures of it. Effing weird.
I think I saw it on a trailer.
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but I really wanted to get closer to see if it actually had like a real steering wheel. But it was a two-seater, looked like a car on the water. I feel like I need to look it up to see what the inside looks like.
I think I saw that thing on a trailer and we're like, what is that?
You know,
because it didn't look like a normal car.
Yeah. Do they call it like a car boat, Ben? Do you know?
I looked them up when I'd seen it online. I can't remember what they call it, but yeah, I mean, they're shaped like supercars, like Lamborghinis or Corvettes or whatever.
It's crazy. Anyways.
They're goofy. I mean, it's definitely not something I would want, but. To each their own.
Yeah, so why don't you just don't, just not your bag, you don't like being on the water or getting pulled or skiing?
I like boats. I would
like being on the water.
I would love to buy a boat.
Okay.
But
you want like a badass, big ass boat that wouldn't even fit on our lake.
One, I can't afford it. Mm-hmm. Two, like you don't use it that much.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, they're just too much, but I think they're cool.
But you like to be in control and drive. You don't want to be necessarily.
I'd much rather be driving the boat for sure.
Yeah.
Well, driving is fun too.
Oh, I would not want to drive. Yeah. That's too dangerous.
It's too dangerous to drive, but not to be pulled behind it at 30 miles an hour.
Right. I'm trying to put all of my
whipping into the path of other boats and
in somebody else.
Oh, come on, we got an orange flag. You just put that up.
Very true. It is a little dangerous. Anyways, so 4th of July was awesome. Still, I guess, recovering. I don't know. Just feel so tired. What is today, the 9th?
I'm already looking 10th, forward 11th. to next year. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Already?
4th of July next year?
Yeah.
Just got it, like you're ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Oh my gosh.
I'm already planning
I'm saying
it.
I'm over it.
Well, no, it's going to be the 250th.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's going to be, and it's going to fall on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be, everything's going to be amped up, multiple shows, and I think it's just kind of a fun thing where everyone gets together and says, America, fuck yeah.
Do you think the country will still be like, in existence in a year from now?
Oh, stop, Benjamin.
That's a good question. Nah.
It's just like the year we graduated in 2000 when we thought the world was going to end.
Oh, Y2K.
We were all like holding our breath, like, are we going to breathe in like 10 seconds? It's going to be like that. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. But I'm betting on it's going to be around.
Yeah.
And I'm betting on just out of the functionality out of it. Everything is going to be amped up. There's going to be a lot of fun T-shirts for sale, things like that.
And yeah, that's true.
Just for that, just on that front alone, like it's going to be this huge marketing thing.
Yeah.
It's going to generate all this revenue for that purpose alone, whether it's right, wrong, you hate it, you love it. It's going to be big time. Huh. And I'm for it.
Do you think the Epstein files will be out by then?
No.
Come on. Dude.
Good transition. Good transition.
I ran a poll question for our YouTube channel. And like some of these, I'll get around 500,000 votes. Like it draws a lot of attention.
Yep, you know,
and there's thousands and thousands of comments. So I did a pretty risque, you could say, one about the Epstein files. Like, well, how does that make you feel? Good, bad, ugly? What the hell's going on here? You know? And in over a day's time, it had like 600 votes. I'm like, it's getting shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's over. Mm-hmm. It's over. Forget about it, guys. I mean, one of those polls got over 1 million votes.
Wow.
I mean, and hundreds of thousands of comments.
Oh, so like everybody's too scared to vote?
They're blocking it.
They're blocking it.
So, and I even thought, well, should we touch on that? Because it strikes a chord with me. But like, if you don't want anyone to hear our podcast, just put something like that in there.
Especially right now.
I know.
Great. So we're continuing to talk about it so no one hears about this episode.
We'll just edit this out. No, it'll be all right. We'll be fine.
We should be okay.
We're common folk flying under the radar for now.
That's right. And, you know, I see a bunch of it though online. So it's like, well, how are these other guys getting away with talking about it?
There's so much of it online right now. Mm-hmm. I don't think they could shut it all down.
Right.
Which is part of the beauty of, you know, this like free media thing that we all do.
Yeah.
Free speech, baby.
Yeah.
Say what you want, but you're going to get blocked.
America.
Yeah. I mean, and even on the marketing side of it, like, I get it. Like, I did and I think I talked about this before, but I did a really funny video over these off-brand pocket knives.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, picked up in Arkansas and Texas, just went viral. Like, I'm like, oh, cool, I've never had anything go viral like this, you know? Thousands and thousands of views in minutes. And then it just stopped. And then my feed was full of Buck knives and Gerber knives. I'm like, oh, well, you know, they probably paid Facebook a lot more than me, you know.
Yep.
And how dare I, you know, put together an original piece of content over these knives and get all this attention, and I didn't pay a damn thing for it.
Right.
You know, when you step back and think twice, it kind of sucks, but when you see something or you're fed something, you got to think, why did I see this?
Mm-hmm.
Who put this in front of
me? What's behind it? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's not I don't think that's a healthy way to look at stuff, but.
No, it sucks. You know, I mean, it sucks to come to that.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. To come to that realization, but it's like that ignorance is bliss thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is, but on the other hand, you know, I don't know. Do you want to know? Do you not? Whatever, but.
So then that's where I'm coming at to go full circle here. With America turned 250 years, whether it's a big marketing ploy, whether it's just to sell more t-shirts, whether it's just to sell more hamburgers and new grill units, I'm here for it. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Just have the fun in it.
Let's have fun. Let's be proud of something that actually was put together by a few guys that was tired of tyranny and has lasted this long. Let's just live in the moment and enjoy it.
When I was on the 4th, I saw this lady, you're talking about t-shirts. It was one of the coolest 4th of July t-shirts I've seen. It was like Benjamin Franklin.
Nice.
Sunglasses, you know, like slicked back hair, an eagle in the background, like a, I think he had like a flag bandana on, you know, all this, right?
Yeah.
And it said, WTF is a kilometer.
I don't get it.
WTF?
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Is a kilometer. Not getting it?
No.
Oh, my God. You guys are the worst.
Is a kilometer.
The metric system?
What's a kilometer?
Yeah.
The metric system.
Right. That's where I thought you were going with it. And yeah, he's like, yeah. Yeah,
I got it.
Apparently, it wasn't the greatest shirt ever.
Well, no. That is funny.
Okay, can you explain more?
Well,
the U.S. doesn't work on the metric system.
Yeah, we're America, so we're not gonna buy that jazz.
Yeah, so like that's coming from overseas. So it's Benjamin Franklin all America'd up, and he's like, "What's this? What's this kilometer?"
Oh,
bullshit?
I get it. Okay, I don't think that's funny.
Yeah, It's pretty funny.
I guess you got to think about it.
Yeah.
A more...
That's very layered. We need to be service here.
A more like visual too, t-shirt that I really like. That's too complicated. And I think I'm going to have to get one of these. Is like your Benjamin Franklin type, but I think the most common ones are Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, TJ, Thomas Jefferson, like riding a grizzly bear with mm-hmm. with an AR-15 in one hand and the flag in yeah. the other. You know, like those yeah. are just crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, those are cool. We need to come up with some of those. So anyway, yeah, 4th of July was good. That's that reminds me, 4th of July on farmfocused.com and stockandrod.com. If you go there right now, if you're purchasing merchandise from some of the select brands, and there's a list of what the brands are, but Farm mm-hmm. Focused and Stock and Rod brands are included in that. Purchase any kind of shirt, any kind of hat, $5 from that purchase is going to the 50 Mile March.
Nice.
With Morgan's fundraiser.
Yes.
Sweet. So if you are thinking about some gear, you're thinking about some stuff that you need right now, just straight up $5 of what you're spending there is going to that fundraiser for that organization. We've spoke about them a lot in the past. Very worthy organization, doing some really cool stuff. Their march is coming up.
Yep.
Real soon.
And Morgan is marching in it and is required to raise what, $2,500?
Yes.
So mm-hmm. $2,500 on your own. Every marcher is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like you want to support
please podcast, do.
Support Morgan.
Well, yeah.
The link is, if you go to the social medias, the Farm Focused social medias, the link's in the bios to go to that.
Awesome. Making it easy.
Yep.
And at the crux of it, it's helping veterans, right?
100%, yeah.
You know, it's yep. Trying to find, well, they got some property, right? Did yes. they find some property?
Yeah.
Well, now they got to pay
Seven
for
acres.
It.
7 acres. Yeah.
So.
Right.
Prime real estate.
I was just there the other day. We had to do a CPR class.
Mm.
So I Jeez. Am now certified CPR AED.
Nice.
I actually had never even seen one of those machines. I didn't know it talked to you.
There oh, you
they
go.
Talk now?
They're pretty dang wow. stupid proof.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just tell you what to do. Slap this sucker here, slap this sucker here.
Yep.
Yeah. Never knew. Anyways, it was good. Good information. So, yes, leaders are trained in case somebody goes down. Let's hope we don't have to use it.
So, yeah, 50 Mile March. Go on there, check out some gear. Also, if you want to double dip, use code COMMONFOLK.
Whoa, slow your roll.
Get 20% off. So you get 20% off plus $5 of your purchase of each item goes to the 50 Mile March. So check it out.
That's a win, 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 win.
Win.
Right?
Yeah. All over the place.
Yeah.
Winning all over the place. Yeah. So today, what I wanted to talk about is the centuries-long debate.
Oh, gosh.
Of a sandwich condiment.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to go, like, I don't know what we were going to talk about, but not a condiment.
Yes, yes. I would call it a condiment of the tried and true mayonnaise.
Okay.
Versus the young buck, the newcomer.
The contender.
The Miracle Whip. Mayonnaise Wait. Versus Miracle Whip.
So Miracle Whip was newer?
I mean, I imagine.
I would think so. It's a variation of it, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it would be?
I think that's what yeah. we're going to get into. Is it, or is it its own thing?
Mm.
So the first question is, well, first of all, the first question is, what is your go-to? Is it mayo or Miracle Whip? What were you raised on?
Oh, I was raised on whatever was on quick sale at the grocery store.
Mm.
So I never developed a taste for one or the other.
Really?
That drives Ashley crazy. That
really?
Like I don't have a preference or a taste.
I'm with you, Andy. I don't either.
I think if I were to pick one, I'd probably pick Miracle Whip because I think it's a little zestier.
Because you like that tangy zip?
Yeah, yeah. So a tangy zip, yes. That's that's it.
If I had to, I'm in the boat with you. I think... I don't know the difference still mm-hmm. to this day. I think I still don't know which one he likes, one on a sandwich and one on something else.
Right,
I still
right.
get him confused. So that shows how much I know. But in my head, I think probably growing up, we had more Miracle Whip because we made our own sandwiches a lot for school.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I can remember back then, that's what we had. But I don't
know. Do you remember the tangy zip?
No.
Well, then it probably wasn't Miracle Whip.
I don't remember it now. If I had to lick my hand, put them in two hands, and like
you would, 100% I would be able to know the difference.
We need to do this then.
Well, so give me a breakdown, Ben. Which one should I like the most?
Well, let's chat about them a little bit. So first of all,
I mean, God.
Miracle Whip, the young buck coming in, was launched in 1933.
Oh, come on. So it's been around forever then.
Well, we'll see here. At the World's Fair in Chicago, this was put together by Kraft Heinz. It said it was, where did I find this? It said it was developed as a less expensive alternative to mayonnaise.
Oh.
In 1933. I don't think that that held out very long, but... this was during the Great Depression, so folks were, you know, looking for for less expensive stuff. So I don't know if it was. I guess reading that it was created kind of out of a necessity to save money, but I don't.
Well, it says
I don't
it's think less fat case. Too. So when people want to get skinny, they're like, "I'm going Miracle Whip."
Well, fat's expensive.
Yeah,
you know? Right.
There you real go. Fat's yeah.
So that's probably
backing that up.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did it say here? They used a patented emulsifying machine to create the blend. Less expensive, they called it a salad dressing, a boiled dressing, salad dressing spread. I don't know why they called it all that because I've never seen it on salad. I just use it on sandwiches. But
ew, that would be gross on salad.
More than 20 different spices. So all kinds of good stuff in it. So that was 33. Now, mayonnaise. According to the old Google machine, was created by some French guy in 1756.
Holy snipes. Okay.
Piss on that then. I'm USA all the way. I'm Miracle Whip in this one up. This is a World's Fair celebration. Yeah.
It's like freedom. So Miracle Whip is actually called...
Yeah, get the heck out of here,
mayonnaise. It's actually called Freedom Mayo.
There we go. Is it really?
I don't know. That's what I call it. It's made in,
we need to call it that. I like that. Let's get some freedom.
Freedom Mayo?
Freedom Mayo.
Next year, 250th anniversary, Miracle Whip gets a new label.
I'm throwing out all our mayonnaise.
Freedom
we're
Mayo.
Done. We're done.
Okay, but you were talking about Ashley getting annoyed. Why? Is she very particular about...
Very.
Okay, very so is this... I mean, you'll do whatever, but...
But she likes both. She likes both.
Ditto.
But
there's a time and place.
Yeah.
Okay, that's same her, with
that's
this
her,
guy.
That's her stance. And it's probably, it would be. I can
like a burger, BLT.
Right.
A sandwich. They all get different things.
Yeah, see, and so that's my capacity. Like, I know that on her BLT, it has to be one or the other, but I don't, like, I tune out after.
Well, the BLT actually has to have a specific one.
Okay, it what? Yeah. But I don't know
so
what.
I don't know
I
either,
get confused.
Because I can get to that point and then I start tuning
Andy,
out.
Andy, I love this. I'm not alone. See, the person that doesn't really care can't fully remember. Mm-hmm. And it's not because we don't love you guys.
Yeah,
it's
but
just,
you're missing out on like some simple pleasures.
Okay,
in
so
life.
What is the BLT take? It needs to be Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip,
100%. Okay. I figured
you gotta
it out.
Have that.
You have
tangy
to have the tang.
Zip
okay.
on
I'm
your
on board.
BLT,
but a regular sandwich with deli meat. What?
I can go both ways on that.
Okay, so I'm
it
safe
depends,
either
it
way.
Depends on what I'm feeling.
But what about a burger? It's this.
Burger's gotta be mayo.
What would what would be bad about the zest with a burger? The cheese?
The Miracle Whip brings a whole nother flavor.
Oh my God.
To the sandwich.
We should have done a taste
it's
test.
It's a flavor that, not that I wouldn't necessarily, that I would say like I wouldn't like on the burger, but it's a flavor that would be, to me, too intense on the burger that's going to take away from some of the burger flavors that I want.
It may be served better on like a cold sandwich or a cold setting.
Miracle Whip?
Yeah.
Personally, I mean, I think both of them are a little better in a kind of a cold setting, but I guess a burger's going to be warm. So
yeah, well, that's
because like warm mayo is kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. People get weird about just mayonnaise in general.
Oh, that was left out for 2 hours. It's bad.
That's another thing I want to talk about. Like, why do people act like that? Like, what is it? What is it about it?
That... Are we talking about someone specific? Because we know somebody specific that hates
everybody's like that.
I've got a buddy. I got a buddy that can't even think about mayo.
He'll throw up.
He starts gagging thinking about it.
So, I mean, this just happened to me a couple months ago. I was at a work function, and some Subway sandwiches or Jimmy John's got left over after lunch.
Yeah.
And so they were just, like 3 hours later, those sandwiches, or an hour later, I don't even know, a couple of them were still sitting there and like, oh my God, mayonnaise on those, throw those away. I'm like, screw that. I'm taking those home.
Yeah. Like what?
You'll make you sick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's bad about it?
I think it's because it's the egg that gets left out.
Yeah. But sure. But I mean, like after an hour or two, it's like spoiled, like it's rotten.
Oh, hon, people that we've had hosted at our house get weirded out if food is out longer than 30
minutes.
I'm
not saying
people
don't get weirded out. I'm saying, what is the reality? Because people are overreacting.
I think it's the egg. I literally think it's the egg.
Let's look real quick. All right, so I brought in a jar of
one of the best
mayonnaise.
One of the best.
Oh, first of all, let's talk about this name. So it says, let me see here. I just found this. Where'd it go? There it goes. So they call it a sauce. The sauce was initially named Mayonnaise.
Oh,
Mayho. Mayonnaise.
To work around the trademark.
If I'm pronouncing it properly. After the city of Mahon.
Oh.
So apparently, like, that was where it was.
Okay.
Maybe they should have just called it Mahon.
I don't know at what point they changed it to mayonnaise. Let's see here. Or we're probably just America pronouncing it. Anyway, so let's see what's in it. So it starts with soybean oil, water, and ingredients are always in order of what has the most, right?
Yeah.
So most of it's soybean oil and then water, and then whole eggs, distilled vinegar, then egg yolks, salt, sugar, lemon juice, and it looks like maybe some preservative.
I'm telling you, it's the egg people get weird about.
Right, but here's the thing, like, you've got vinegar in there. You've got
salt.
You've got salt. You've got lemon juice. You've got some preservative. Like all of that mixed in with those eggs, that's got to give it some shelf time.
Yeah. And eggs are expensive, so you know that's going to be a limited quantity in there.
And they're cage-free eggs, probably.
It's just an easy, I don't know. Like whenever anyone gets a little sick or feels a little woozy, everyone goes to, food poisoning. Like that's just a go-to.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like it's almost become a habit. Like everything's food poisoning.
Yeah, it's the same. Like, blame it on the one thing. It's the condiment that's sat out. This would take the cake. The mayo would take the cake over ketchup.
Yeah.
For this, chicken would get blamed over beef.
Well, so there's your double whammy too, right? Yeah, chicken sandwich, and you always have mayonnaise on it.
Oh, you have a chicken sandwich, you have mayonnaise on it, you sick.
Yep.
So all the things.
I don't know. I don't get weird about it.
That jar right there brings a little nostalgic to me. It reminds me of a commercial that would always play during cartoons.
What?
Bring out the almonds and bring out the best. And then I saw the little almonds. Look at the top of the jar there. They actually say it on the top of the jar there. Bring out the almonds and bring out the best.
Bring out the best right here.
Yep. Yeah. So, I don't think I ever saw that commercial.
Oh, I bet you have if we played it.
I can't even picture it, but that little jingle, that obviously is still in my head. So they did a hell of a job.
Was there a Miracle Whip commercial that you can remember?
I can't.
Wasn't there an old lady or a grandma in one of those?
I don't know. I just remember the jingle for Hellman's mayonnaise.
Yeah. Do you know the alternative to mayonnaise? I've used it many times now. And all these, I thought it was
Miracle Whip.
Yeah. So.
It's like, no, the health, the health junkies.
Okay. What is it? I don't know.
Okay. So you use Greek yogurt. Plain Greek yogurt,
okay,
and a little bit of sour cream.
Really?
Yeah.
Just mix those
in
two.
Like a chicken salad. Super bomb.
Cool.
This sounds horrible.
Okay, you ate it this weekend. Get the heck out of here. You didn't even know, did you?
That's not my mayonnaise.
So our friend that doesn't like mayonnaise would be fine with this, with yogurt.
Yeah.
It's got to be Greek yogurt. There's something in the consistency. It's kind of thick and I don't know, and a little bit of sour cream.
Okay.
Salt, pepper.
Cool.
I'm sticking with mayo.
So I get a kick out of the label there. It says real mayonnaise, 100%, this and that. And I would say the majority of my upbringing, I was eating the non-real. Like, one of them that we'd always get stuck with that had a weird taste to it was called sandwich spread. And, you know, it's just like fake ice cream. It says, like, dairy product.
It's like margarine.
Yeah, that type of stuff.
Like, not real butter. So you think these people... why it says real, they're like saying don't get mayo. They're saying don't take Miracle Whip.
Yeah, they're trying to differentiate from the knockoff that has like
They're the saying same looking label. We have real, you have fake without saying it.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought about that. If you were going to die tomorrow and you had to take one of the two, which one?
Well, I think we established it has to be Miracle Whip now, made in America.
Okay, so that's you.
World's Fair in Chicago. Boom.
You too?
If I had to pick one, I'd pick Miracle Whip.
Okay.
I think mayonnaise is probably more versatile, but
who makes more money, do you think?
Oh,
who takes the cake?
I'd imagine by today they've figured out how to make equal money on them. I would guess, cuz probably the same people own both of them.
Yeah. And there's even a mayonnaise bowl game. You know, college football. It's Duke's, though. Duke's is the up-and-comer here. And I think they have a few different flavors
I've
of
never
mayonnaise.
Bought the Duke's mayonnaise.
I think we had that.
Boy, that was real big when you guys lived in Nashville. It would have been on the...
I think that's what... Yeah, that probably was when I seen it. I was just looking online here. It says that Kraft paid Lady Gaga to have Miracle Whip in the music video for her song Telephone.
What?
See, I mean, it's a real deal.
Yeah.
It says it was positioned as an alternative to real boring mayonnaise.
Sweet. I was going
to... I can see why.
Wasn't she the one that wore the meat dress, the meat
suit
dress?
Oh, God, probably. I can see your head turning.
Is that what sparked this? Like, oh, with all that meat, now you need some mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You need some Miracle Whip over there.
Oh,
in 2018, there was a town called Mayo, Florida. They temporarily changed their name to Miracle Whip.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
See, they're just,
that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
This is what happens when something gets America. Then it's...
Americanized.
Yeah, then it's on.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's a competition, right? One of the...
So, for you guys at home, Andy, I mean, when are you using a condiment like this?
Well, when is Ashley using it? She cooks, remember?
Well, no, I do too. Kidding. Like, I had to like make food for myself yesterday.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, I was.
Dang.
The hell? She didn't even leave anything in the fridge for you?
No, there's a lot of things in the fridge. Oh. I just had to like assemble them, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
But I made myself a sandwich and I'm pretty sure it was Miracle Whip. But that's just it.
Like, can't I don't even remember.
You don't even know what you used?
It was a white sandwich spread.
Whatever was right there is what you grabbed.
Yeah, I threw turkey and lettuce. I cut up some cherry tomatoes from the garden, and I think it was Miracle Whip.
See, so when I said, oh, we're going to chat about this, I was like, grab both of them. Guess what he comes into the studio with? Just the real mayonnaise.
We were out of Miracle Whip.
It was in the cupboard.
Oh, I didn't look in there. I was just looking in the fridge.
So, day if we only have real mayonnaise.
That's another thing.
We are like, totally all about America.
But the shelf life on both of those is like forever. And unopened, it's like whatever, 50 years or something.
Yeah.
And then, people get so bent out of shape when it's out in the open, you know, on a sandwich for 2 hours or something.
But could we talk about that?
Talk about what?
Shelf life? If things are unopened, no. Isn't there an expiration date? You're going to get rid of them.
I mean, they tell you there's an expiration date, yeah.
But don't you chuck them?
Yeah, you're supposed to, I suppose.
Right. Okay, well.
You know what I would like to see come back? Glass bottles. I don't like those plastic bottles.
Plastic shit. It's cheaper.
It is cheaper. But you also put, I think you instinctively, you don't even know it. You put more value in something that's heavier and in a nicer jar.
And you know you can make this. I've seen many videos. Ask me what's... Wait. I mean, obviously it's egg. Yeah, you can make your own, and people make them and just put it in glass jars. I'm surprised, actually, Ashley hasn't done that.
Well, we'll bring Ashley back to talk about ranch, because that's a soft spot.
We do need to do a ranch follow-up. We did a... I think it was in our first year we did a ranch episode. We should make our own.
That was one of our most listened to episodes. Mm-hmm. It was on ranch.
Yeah.
But she's a ranch snob.
And like, Does she make her own?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. She should make
does
her own.
Does she use mayo in the ranch?
I could not tell you that. I don't know.
I bet she
it's
does.
It's very specific.
She share the recipe, or is she like...
I think so.
Is it top secret?
I think our stance on all recipes are they're made to be shared. They're made to like, you know, work through the generations, not... You know,
keep it,
not die off in one generation. Like, I get it, you know, when the ladies are competing, you know, at the county fair or whatever, but
right. But she's not like taking this to the competitions.
No.
Okay.
And hers is more of a handed down from her parents, but then she put her own twist on it, you know, to make it even better. So it's like an evolving thing. It's
so you guys, you guys were talking about the containers. Initially, when Hellman's started packing mayo, this was in the 30s, they were using wooden jars.
Stop.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah. You know?
That'd be wild, huh?
Yeah.
That's very lubricated wood.
Oh, boy.
I didn't mean it like
Zing. That. that was right on the nose.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty good.
I'm just I was not thinking that way. You guys, your head is in the gutter. I was just
that was a doubt. You couldn't have been more direct with a like a sex
pun. I was
pun
not trying to. I'm thinking of a container. Think of the inside, and it's super lubed up.
You seen a picture of that wooden jar?
It's, so
this article also says that there's some debate on who and when it was invented, but this one says that the earliest footprints of mayonnaise go back to the Egyptians and Romans in the 1800s.
What'd they make it from?
Where they were combining olive oil and egg as a dietary supplement, but then it goes to the French chefs created the current day blend. With the vinegar and the seasonings and all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd probably go with that.
Yeah, the oil and the egg is, I guess, is the main thing.
Yeah.
That's your... What about, like, on a sandwich, if you have a cold sandwich, usually, like, if you buy it somewhere, let's say, like, a pre-made sandwich is like a boxed lunch or something, right?
Right.
You'll usually get a little packet of mayo and a little packet of mustard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which one do you grab?
I'm going with the mayonnaise or the Miracle Whip every time.
You are?
Yeah. One thing that I have started to really like as far as mustard goes is that, I don't know, it's the sweet kind of mustard, you know, kind of like a honey mustard.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really digging that right now. And there's a few Sweet Baby Ray's. They make a new mustard mix that I really like.
Huh.
It's kind of like candy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. it's like straight sugar, brown sugar.
It's more candy than it does mustard.
Oh, the chances of it being high in sugar are very strong.
Yeah.
Miracle Whip has mustard in it.
Oh, really?
Yes. No.
So you're getting has a little bit there.
Is that the zest?
So on the Miracle Whip, you've got the soybean oil, you've got corn syrup. So there comes some sweetness. You got the vinegar, corn starch, egg, salt, flavorings, mustard, preservatives, spice, and garlic.
Oh, so actually mayonnaise is probably healthier.
It says that the original Miracle Whip was produced using less oil compared to traditional mayo, so that gave it half the calories. And that was probably where they were saving money when they originally made it. They were backing out the oil. The corn syrup makes it sweeter, blah blah blah, but it's that tangy zip.
Yep, yeah.
You can't get away from it.
No, I'm a Miracle Whip guy. If I had to pick, I'd say Miracle Whip.
What made me think of this is we're in July, and pretty soon it's fresh tomatoes, fresh garden tomatoes.
Yeah.
Those are coming out.
Yep,
and it's the BLTs. We touched on that earlier. The BLTs and a BLT. With Miracle Whip. I mean, that's the only way to go.
It just hits different.
Oh, man. Because you've got the salty bacon. Mm-hmm. You've got that like savory fresh tomato.
Yep.
You've got a little bit of crunch from some lettuce. You've got some crunchy bread.
Yep.
And then you get that zesty, moisture adding.
Yeah.
Miracle Whip.
That when the garden tomatoes start coming out, like Ashley will go like 2 weeks where that's just her lunch every day. Is a BLT. Mm-hmm. So that we just constantly have. The kitchen smells like bacon. The toaster's always,
it's always going.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't argue with that. And our cherry tomatoes are starting to pop right now. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. It's going to be about that time.
If you use regular mayo on a BLT.
No bueno?
I mean, you can eat it, but you're totally missing out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not American. You're
French.
Yeah. Now that I see that Miracle Whip was... You know, kind of like everything. We got the original from overseas, and then it's brought over here, and we dealt with it until we made something better, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
you could go with livestock, cattle, horses. You know, everything came from somewhere, got here, right? And that's a good way to celebrate 250 years, right? Have a Miracle Whip celebration.
Side note, when you were talking about, you said something about the Egyptians and whatever. I think we should figure out... Or talk about, why are you laughing at me?
The Greeks or whatever.
Oh, I thought you said Egyptians.
Romans, the Greeks and the Romans or whatever.
Those foreigners.
I just like think that. About eggs. Eggs, it's kind of a weird thing. How long have, like, we been using chickens pooping eggs?
I would say since, like, probably the beginning of the time.
Okay, so, but like that, we really need to think about that. Yeah, that's if you really dig into eggs, it's a little bit weird. Think about it.
I do like eggs.
I know. We do too, but think about it. They're dropping them every day. How are you doing that? The whole process of an egg.
Oh, you're talking about like a chicken compared to like other birds that don't drop eggs every other day.
Anyways. Yeah.
Don't all birds have eggs?
Yeah, but I think what you're getting at is how often chickens drop eggs.
Yeah, and like... Oh. The whole, I don't know, that we decided we were going to eat that one.
Mm-hmm.
Other birds drop eggs. We don't eat that.
Yeah, we do.
Not all birds that fly in the sky. They put them in a basket and
we
could eat them. No, we don't eat a robin egg.
Well, I mean, I bet those are really small. They don't make sense.
Okay.
Yeah. But duck eggs... And things of that nature, that's common practice.
Goose eggs. Yeah.
That's common practice.
But it's not as
Yeah, it's not
normal.
Mainstream as chickens. But, I mean, what we're eating with most of these chickens, like, that's, once again, that's something brought over here and we engineered to where they can't even fly, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's not really...
I don't know. I just thought about
really
it the
a bird
other day,
anymore.
Too. I'm like, if you really think about an egg, it's just kind of,
I love them.
I do too, but it just seems weird, the whole process.
Yeah, well.
That's more of an...
That must be a me thing. That's a Morgan issue, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah. But
there's probably some people listening that relate. But...
Well, is that expired? Does it say 24?
You better throw it away. You're going to get sick.
Oh, my God. It's been on the counter.
It says 25.
Oh, okay. We're good.
December. Yeah, it's been sitting in the podcast room for 45 minutes.
Oh
now.
Shoot, we better throw that just shit away. It's rotten.
Watch, we're all gonna get stomach cramps or something.
So what's sick? What's your go-to? Let us know if there's some more info on mayonnaise and Miracle Whip that we're missing.
Yeah, we had to have missed something.
I got one with that I introduced to our fishing crew when we'd go to Canada, and you'd mix. Ketchup with mayonnaise, and that's what you would dip your fish in.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and it is. It's excellent. And everyone looked at me kind of slant-eyed, and, you know, cross-eyed, like, what's going on over there? And then by the end of the trip, everyone was doing it. So
I think you've done that and done hot sauce, haven't you?
Not with mayo.
Oh, you haven't? Oh,
ranch.
You've used ranch and then ketchup.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh.
So that's my go-to with just condiment with fried fish.
And you'd like, did you dump Lowry's or something in it? Salt, pepper? Nothing?
No, not
just
that
straight
fancy.
Up.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, just
you know what I just thought
ketchup.
Of? heart, or what do you call them? Deviled eggs.
Oh yeah.
Deviled eggs are basically Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
Because you take mayo.
Oh, no wonder we all love them.
You take mayo. Mm-hmm. You put mustard in it. You put something tangy like mm-hmm. pickle relish.
Yeah.
Yep.
Salt. Whatever that seasoning, whatever kind of seasoning you're going to mix it up, and you obviously put a little more egg in it to make it thicker.
Yeah.
But that's basically Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. probably how people make homemade.
And you even Miracle whip it up. Yeah. You whip it up and
they use that little blender thing.
Mm, I love deviled eggs.
Yeah, I do too. I didn't get any this year.
You didn't?
Oh.
Shoot.
Gonna have to go find some.
Call Ashley on
that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to figure something out here. So.
Anyway, that's pretty much that. I just thought mayo and Miracle Whip is kind of interesting.
America.
I don't hear people talk about it enough, you know?
Right. I mean,
Do you want them to debate it?
Yeah.
It just doesn't come up enough in conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
Something that really needs to be discussed.
The too many laymans are just eating whatever
that's
in front of them.
Not even knowing.
Not even
knowing what it is.
Now I know.
Hey.
Now I know.
I read an article over mindfulness this morning, and now I'm going to be a little bit more mindful about my condiments.
Right now, yeah. Ashley wants a BLT. What are you putting on it?
Miracle Whip.
Boom. We can remember
every time,
that.
Every
burger.
Time.
Either way.
I'm going to notice. I'm going to be a little mindful of this.
Good.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Glad to see that change in your
behavior.
Yep, good job. All right. Well, and I think next year for the 250th, I think what we'll have is like a Ben Franklin shirt with Miracle Whip.
Hell yeah.
That says WTF metric.
WTF mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Wait, what was the thing that was after WTF on that shirt?
What's the kilometer?
Kilometer. I said metric. Oops.
Yeah, it's in the metric system.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm not talking about this anymore. All right, well.
Didn't hit at home.
You guys got anything? Oh. We got to give a shout out to our boys at Barnell, barnell.tech.
I wonder what
check
they like
out.
Better.
That's an American company.
Oh, they probably like mayo.
Look at the...
Miracle Whip. See, you, I did it again. God,
will you be quiet? I'm trying to talk. If you need cameras, surveillance cameras, game cams, just cameras by themselves, not hooked to anything that you want to monitor something with. Take this thing around in your truck. Take it around in your ATV. You can just hook it up. You can strap it to a tree. You can strap it to a pole. You can have it there for 2 days and have pictures and videos sent to your phone if you're just trying to look at something real quick. Super versatile. Very cool tools. We love using them. Barnell.tech. Code at checkout. Farm Focused for an additional 10% off.
There we go.
Good folks. Looking forward to having them on the podcast.
Yeah.
Super neat. Super neat tool. So. Just didn't want to forget them.
No, can't forget them.
And I bet they love Miracle Whip.
I bet they do.
That's what I meant.
That'll be our first question.
Yep.
One of those things.
All right. Anything else?
No.
All right.
Peace.
Closing it out. We'll see you
later.